Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'Avas Yitzchok. We are holding Mometziah Daf Pedalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph in the story of Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara brings that Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan were learning together, and one time there was some kind of a discussion, a dialogue, which caused Rabbi Yochanan to have Chalishos Adas. So immediately Rish Lakish became sick. Says the Gemara, that the wife of Rish Lakish, who was the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, came to Rabbi Yochanan and begged him to daven for her husband, for his brother-in-law. And she told him, they have rachmanis on my children. They'll be yisoyimim, they'll be orphans. So Rabbi Yochanan brought a pasuk and says, don't worry, I'll take care of the orphans. She said, what about me? I'll be a widow. And he tells her, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And at the end, Rish Lakish was nifter. And this part of the story, many, many other parts here in the Gemara, but this part of the story is very, very tamu. How do we understand how Rabbi Yochanan be so achzori, so cruel? His sister is coming to him and says, please, daven for my husband. Please help me out. And he tells her, don't worry, I'll take care of you, I'll take care of the children. Is that the way that Rabbi Yochanan speaks? So the Maharal in Chidush HaGadol says, the pshat is like this, and this is a classic Maharal, the way he explains agatas and chas. Because in general, the Maharal says, whenever you see agat and chas, not necessarily it's the posh pshat the way it seems to be. Many times the story is just a concept, an idea. Says the Maharal, here it's the same. The sister of Rabbi Yochanan never actually came to Rabbi Yochanan to beg for mercy. But the Gemara is putting into a position here that the sister of Rabbi Yochanan should have come to him. She could have come to him. This conversation, even though it didn't actually happen, but it reflects the situation, it reflects the dynamic that was going on over here. But the truth is that nobody knew exactly what was going on. It wasn't that people knew that Rish Lakish became sick because Rabbi Yochanan was makpid. And if it was known, so the sister would have come. And Rabbi Yochanan would daven. But nobody actually had that clarity that that was the reason Rish Lakish was sick. And the answer that we have in the Gemara, according to the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan told his sister, wasn't actually an answer that he said. It was the idea that came out of it. It's almost like a subconscious. What is Rabbi Yochanan was thinking? He saw Rish Lakish dying and he thinks to himself, I'll take care of the orphans, I'll take care of the almano. There's nothing to worry about. But if you would think, you would know that Rish Lakish is getting sick because of the chalishos das that he has, of course, then you would daven for Rish Lakish and the sister will go and beg him. All that was the idea that it could have happened, but didn't actually happen. And this is what the Maharal tells us in general, in Agatas and Chas, the story, the way it's brought down, many times just tries to give you a limud or a concept, and not, it's not literally the way the things happen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshavah@gmail.com.